January 21st. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus entered Capernaum, and some days later it was reported that he was in a house. Many gathered together, so there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was speaking the message to them. They came and brought to him a paralytic, being carried by four. When they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof where he was, made an opening, and lowered the stretcher on which the paralytic was laying. Jesus saw their faith, and said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does he speak this way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins except God?" Jesus, knowing immediately in his spirit that they were so reasoning in themselves, said to them, "Why are you reasoning these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your stretcher, and walk'? But that you may know the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins," and he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your stretcher, and go to your house." He arose immediately, took up his stretcher, and went out before them all, so they all were amazed and were praising God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. He stepped into a boat, crossed over, and went to his own city. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic on a stretcher. Jesus saw their faith and said to the paralytic, "Have courage, son, your sins are forgiven." Behold, certain of the scribes talked among themselves, "This man blasphemes." Jesus, knowing their thinking, said, "Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your stretcher, and go to your house." He arose and went home. The crowd saw this and were amazed, and praised God who had given such power to men. Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law from every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem were sitting nearby, and the Lord's power to heal was with him. And behold, men were bringing on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and place him before Jesus. They found no way to get into the house because of the crowd, and they climbed to the roof, removed tiles, and let him down on his stretcher in the midst, in front of Jesus. Jesus saw their faith and said, "Man, your sins are forgiven." The scribes and Pharisees began to argue among themselves, saying, "Who is this fellow who blasphemes? Who but God can forgive sins?" Jesus perceived their reasoning and replied to them, "Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your stretcher, and go to your house." He arose at once, picked up his stretcher, and went home praising God. All of the people were amazed and praised God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen wonderful things today."